And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Our 30th annual show will be held next August and will be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Bobby Mizell, as always, from Birmingham, Alabama, getting us into the heart and soul of rock and roll with his heart and soul boogie, and we thank you for that, Bobby. Welcome in to a Beatles special. This is the 50th anniversary of the Beatle invasion, or the English invasion, if you want to look at it on a bigger scale. This is when it all started. In February was when the Beatles first made their landing in the United States, and by about this time in March, they pretty much owned the Billboard chart. They had the number one song, the number two song, the number three, four, five, all in 1 week on the Billboard chart. No one has ever done it before or since, but the Beatles did it. And it was 50 years ago. So what we're going to do is give you some information about the Beatles, talk about the Beatles, and play some Beatle music, of course. The first one, the reason that the Beatles were in America, was to be on the Ed Sullivan Show. Sullivan actually had seen the Beatles late December in 63. He was at Heathrow Airport. He noticed the crowds at the fence screaming as this plane landed. The plane was coming in from Hamburg, Germany. And the Beatles were on board. As they got off the plane to these screaming teenagers, he turned to his PR person and said, "Whoever that is, I want them." And sure enough, 2 months later, roughly, the Beatles were on the Ed Sullivan Show. Let's start with that song played on the Ed Sullivan Show, the first song the Beatles ever sang on American television, "All My Lovin'."
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow. You remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Next, we're going to hear a song that has John Lennon singing. He knew of Arthur Alexander, who is an Alabama product up around Muscle Shoals. Arthur had quite a few hits here in the States. big here in the South. And John Lennon knew of him, knew of his hits. The Beatles even sang quite a few of his songs when they were in Hamburg singing. And they recorded this song for an LP. And this is the song Anna, Go to Him, with John Lennon singing.
Anna, you come and ask me, girl, to set you free, girl. You say he loves you more than me, so I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him. Anna, girl, before you go now, I want you to know now that I still love you so. But if he loves you more, go with him. Set you free, go with him.
Thing the Beatles were good at doing, they were a very good cover band in those early days before they started writing their own material. They would cover all sorts of American music. It was very important to them. Next one we're going to hear was a girl group song that they liked and made it their own song. This is Chains, the song done by the Cookies. This is the Beatles version with George singing. This song made number 17 on the charts for the Cookies and number 7 in the R&B. It's a Carole King, Jeff Goffin song. And the Beatles did a very good job of this one. Chains, George Harrison singing.
Chains, my baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see.
tell you, your lips are sweet. I'd like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all of these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see.
Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
The next song we're going to listen to on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, featuring his salute to the Beatles, is the first song on a chart in the U.S. This is the song From Me to You. Interestingly, Del Shannon met the Beatles when he was in the U.K. in 1963, and he recorded From Me to You. And we went to number 77 in June. This was the first time that a Lennon-McCartney song made the charts in the U.S. Then the Beatles came along with their version, the first time the Beatles charted in the U.S. And again, this is August of 1963. The song went to number 116 at that point. Of course, after the English invasion, all of their stuff came back again. Let's listen to From Me to You, the Beatles.
Members is a professor of history at UAB here in Birmingham. His name is Andy. He's from Britain, and he was in Britain when all this Beatlemania was going on, and Andy's written a book about it called Beatlemania. So we've asked Andy to throw in a few requests here tonight. He couldn't make it to be with us, but he sent some requests, and his first request is Please Please Me. And what he said about this was, this is the record that made the Beatles. This is what broke them out into the world. Their producer, George Martin, wanted them to do a song called How You Do What You Do to Me. And if you remember that one, that was a big hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers. But the Beatles didn't want to do this. They thought it was too lightweight. But he told them when they write their own stuff as good as this, then they can do it their own way. Well, they went on and did How You Do to Me, but they didn't release it. But then they came up and said, here's Please Please Me. And they played it. And he liked it and said, this is going to be your first big hit. And sure enough, it was. Andy also points out that to him, there's a lot of Roy Orbison and Everly Brothers influence in this song. He compares it to Kathy's Clown coming out of 1960. This is the Beatles doing Please Please Me.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never
The Beatle phenomenon was something that everybody wanted a piece of, certainly. And when this song, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, came out, it's not surprising that there was an answer song to it. It was a girl group, the Bootles, and their song was I'll Let You Hold My Hand. Let's hear them both, the Beatles and the Bootles.
I wanna hold your hand. sound of BRC Iridescent.
Here's another song the Beatles covered from a girls group. They're going to do the Shirelles song, Baby It's You. The Shirelles took this song to number 8 in 1961. They were out of a high school in Passaic in New Jersey. They won a talent contest, and they teamed up with Burt Bacharach, Luther Dixon, and Mac David, and they did this song, Baby It's You. Well, the Beatles heard it, and they liked it a lot, and John's going to sing here, Baby It's You.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, many, many, many nights go by. I sit alone at home and I cry over you. What can I do? Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la-la. You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you never, 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 ever been true.
Cheat, cheat.
Oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? And it's true. Oh,
don't want nobody, nobody.
Cause baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Baby, it's you.
All right, next we're going to hear from one of the guys in the band we didn't hear a whole lot of out of, but he was a very popular member of the band. That's Ringo. He did a couple songs. He sang Honey, Honey Don't, Act Naturally, and then Boys. And we're going to hear his song called Boys right now. The Shirelles also had this song, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, which was a big hit. And Mike Berry in the UK took Will You Love Me Tomorrow to the top of the charts in the UK. The flip side of that song was Boys. So evidently the Beatles heard that version of the Shirelles song. They liked that flip side, Boys, and they gave it to Ringo. They let him do this. Quite often they let drummers do this song when they would do songs like this. They would let them do Boys. Here comes Ringo singing Boys. And after that, we're going to hear Bonnie Jo Mason doing her answer to it, Ringo, I Love You. Who is Bonnie Jo Mason? It's Cher. This was her first recording. So here they are together, Ringo and Bonnie Jo Mason.
I've been told when a boy gets a girl, take a trip around the world. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Yes, you say you do. My girl says when I kiss her lips,
non-stop music.
Mr. Moonlight was the B-side of a minor R&B hit by Piano Red, or William Lee Perryman, who recorded as Dr. Feelgood and the Interns. It was written by Roy Lee Johnson, one of the interns, who also recorded at Fame Studio here at Muscle Shoals later on. Well, here's the Beatles doing it, with John singing lead, Paul on the Hammond organ doing Mr. Moonlight.
We love you, Mr. Moonlight. And the night you don't come my way, oh, I pray and pray more each day, 'cause we love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please.
And the night you don't come my way, oh, I pray and pray more each day, 'cause we love you,
Mr. Moonlight, Mr. Moonlight,
Mr. Moonlight.
BRC, out of sight. Go, go.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Music from the good guys.
B-R-C.
In 1961, Phil Spector was a young producer for Atlantic Records. He was asked to produce an up-and-coming group called the Top Notes. The song was Shake It Up, Baby. This was before Spector had perfected his wall of sound, and the song failed to capture the intensity of the group in a live session. Writer Burt Burns was disappointed with Spector's failure and produced the Isley Brothers, retitled the song Twist and Shout, and the Isleys took it to number 17 on the pop chart, number 2 on the R&B chart. Well, the Beatles recorded Twist and Shout during a 10-hour session, February of 1963. John had a bad cold and could only finish one take of the song. The Beatles took it to number 2 in the U.S. the week of April 4th, 1964, the week that all 5 top places on the chart were Beatles songs. Here's that raspy version of John singing Twist and Shout.
Side of I Want to Hold Your Hand was I Saw Her Standing There. Although I Want to Hold Your Hand went to number 1, this song here went to number 14. But again, a big hit. One of my favorites they did. Someone else liked this song a whole lot too and did an answer song to it. Another girls group called the Beatlettes. They did a song called Only 17. So we're going to hear these two back to back now. The Beatles doing I Saw Her Standing There and the Beatlettes doing Only 17.
One, two, three.
Birmingham Sound.
If you ask many people here in America back in the early days of music who Larry Williams was, a lot of them may not know. But the Beatles sure knew. They recorded three of his songs. They did the song Bad Boy, Slow Down, and Dizzy Miss Lizzy. We're going to hear Slow Down right now. It went to number 25 in 1964. It was a flip side of the song Matchbox. And this is a very, very good cover. It was given a lot of criticism, but when I listen to it, I don't hear much criticism to be told. I just like it because it's a good, fun song the way they did it. So this is Slow Down by the Beatles.
Beatles clearly loved the girl group sound out of Motown. That was the big Detroit sound of the early 60s, of course. And they found the Donnays' Devil in Her Heart in the stock of Brian Epstein's Nims record shop, and they worked it into their live shows. It was the Bad Boy flip side that saw limited success, local success, for the Donnays. But the Beatles decided to flip it over and record Devil in Her Heart. So here's the Beatles with Devil in Her Heart.
She's got the devil in her heart. But her eyes, they tell the lies. She's gonna tear your heart apart. Oh, her lips, they really thrill me. I'll take my chances, for romance is so important to me. She'll never hurt me, she won't desert me. Said to me, she's got the devil.
Girl group covers just keep on coming. Here's another one. This was a song by the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman. They took it to number one in 1961. The Beatles found it somewhere, came along with it. And this is another request by Andy, our British member of the BRC Club. He said to him, this is the ultimate Motown cover. He said he didn't call this a copy. He called this an improvement. He really likes this song. So this is the Beatles again, with Lennon singing the high parts there. Please Mr. Postman.
Gordy's Tamla label was brand new in 1960 when Barrett Strong climbed the charts with Money, That's What I Want. The song was also released in the UK but had little success. A lot of people have done it since, but the Beatles found it and put it to good use on their second UK album, With the Beatles. Here are the Beatles with Money.
Money. What I want, that's what I want,
that's what I want.
listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll and the Birmingham Record Collectors. The story on Roll Over Beethoven is that Chuck Berry was upset with his little sister Lucy's use of the family piano for classical music when he wanted it for his own purposes. Well, Roll Over Beethoven hit number 7 on the R&B chart, number 29 on the pop chart in 1956. It was a favorite of the early Beatles and was included on the Beatles' second album. Here are the Beatles with Roll Over Beethoven. Going to just about wrap up the heart and soul of rock and roll for this edition. We thank you so much for joining us and invite you to join us again as each week we put up another hour-long show for you. Coming up next week, it's going to be a salute to St. Patrick's Day. And we were looking around for enough St. Patrick's Day songs and found we couldn't find many. We decided to expand it a little bit. We're going to add Irish songs, anything that might fit into that category, and not necessarily connected, drinking songs. Maybe connected. So we hope you'll join us as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in our own unusual and bizarre way as we celebrate the old sod in the southern sod. That's going to be St. Patrick's Day coming up on our next show. And then it's going to be something that a lot of you will enjoy. It's spring break music, particularly as it was experienced by those of us that grew up in Alabama. To us, spring break meant driving to PC, Panama City. So we're going to play a lot of the songs that made the jukeboxes down there at the hangout, which was really exactly what all the kids did during spring break. Then we're going to do April Fool's Show, and we'll have all the novelty songs you can imagine. Those will be coming up, and then following that, we'll have another week, and we'll feature Southern Blues. So a lot of great songs coming up in the future. We invite you to join us again, new one every week, and we think you're going to enjoy it because we're having a ball. This is Rock and Ray saying thank you so much for listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll, and our own Bobby Mizell is going to play us out of here again.
From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there's a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at Ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.